Blog Talk Radio.
Call in here at 646-721-9031. And and it's one of the situations of, you know, I always sit there and say, take advantage of the situation, call in, let's do some work together. And now it's one of those situations I think is very affordable. We're also going to have some holiday specials too, which should be, we're putting together right now. So that's one thing. And then, how will we put this? It's like until tomorrow, from tomorrow on, we're going to start a special, actually we're going to start Monday, where it's going to be $25 for a half hour and $50 for an hour. And that's a good deal because usually it's $99 for an hour and I think $75 for a half hour. So and up until New Year's Day, it's going to be $25 for a half hour and $50 for an hour. So check that out too. But today it's $11.11 for 20 minutes. It's $22.22. I'm sorry. It was actually $22.22 for 40 minutes and $33.33 for an hour. So write that down. Give us a call. If you want to take advantage of those specials, you can either call in when you call in and tell us you would like to do that, or give us a call at 740-500-8863, or contact me through my website, which is very simple now. It's just psychicxjourneyman.com. So give us a call. Those numbers again at 740-500-8863, or contact me through my website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com. And we're also, you know, we're going to start taking donations too. We're trying to accumulate a lot of donations, so therefore we can actually, it's one of those things we're trying to put together right now is the idea of donating to a charity, or I've been thinking more on the lines of just taking donations to actually help one family. It's one of those things of anonymously. We're just going to pick a family and they're going to find a nice money order for the amount of money that we're going to collect until actually for the next 2 weeks. So we're going to post that as soon as we can. So take advantage of that too. And for some reason, the computer is really stuck here. I'm tired of Block Talk Radio in some sense of the word. We're trying to focus and clear our heads to make this all be positive. But it seems like with my computer, the only freaking site that I have problems with is Block Talk Radio. And I don't think that, you know, we can't sit here and blame the computer because it works for everything else. I don't have any problems with anything at all. So I'm going to try to boost this thing, refresh it one more time so we can actually get to the callers. Like I said before, we're going to do some talking about relationships too as well. I got my new, and I also, on request, when you call in, we can pull a card for you too and do a nice reading off that card. I got some new cards. I actually have, my new deck is actually Archangel Raphael Healing Oracle cards. And Healing with the Angels Oracle cards. So when you call in, just tell us. Or if you just want to ask questions, that's fine too. It's like we're sitting there. Okay. Now, we're going to focus on this thing because I'm also going to be doing, there's a magazine that's going to be coming out in January called, I think it's called Bell Spirit. I need to get some more information on that, make sure I'm getting that right. But I'm also going to start writing a column in that magazine on relationships. So if you want to take advantage of that situation, leave your information on the contact page and I'll give it to Bell and you can actually get this magazine, I think, sent to you, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure about how it really works, but I'm just saying request. It's going to be a really great magazine, a lot of information. And I'm going to be doing a column in there and on relationships. So check it out. And just contact me through my contact page. And I'll get all the information to you on how you can have this magazine for your very own. So check it out. Also, if you want to do a reading with me, there's many options. You can call me personally at my number 740-500-8863, or you can contact me through Keen on Keen. That's actually Keen.com, or you can call, I think it's 1-800. I'm trying to figure this out. Keen. I'm not really sure exactly what it was, but it's definitely go to the website, keen.com. And they actually call me Psychic Journeyman on there too as well. There's another company out there called Oranum.com. That's spelled Oranum.com. I'm on there too as well. On there they call me Psychic X Journey. And we got some really good rates. So come check us out. And let's sit down and let's do some work together. I guarantee you, I always sit and tell everybody flat out, seriously. If you ever listen to the show, when you contact me and get a reading, it'll be one of the best readings you ever had. So come and see for yourself. I guarantee you will be walking away with a smile on your face. So let's sit here and look at the situation. We're going to sit there and try to bring this up one more time. But when we're sitting here talking about relationships, a lot of people have been having trouble with the idea of perception and understanding what's going on with certain people and their situation. The one thing I've been noticing a lot with the readings I've been doing is people keep asking one question, which drives me crazy in the situation. We talk about manifesting relationships. We talk about manifesting everything. So in the process of asking any questions on the order of saying, am I going to have somebody? Is someone going to come into my life? Or does this person love me? Does this person like me? Does this person have any kind of depth about me at all? Is there a connection here? Those questions, honestly, should not be being asked if the person is really meant for you. Because if he's really meant for you and he's one, then you should know all the answers to those questions yourself. And that's the truth. So like we always say on this show, follow your heart and the head will follow. You will always see the truth. You will always know the truth. You always feel the truth. And it's one of those situations of putting it all together and making a difference in our own lives. So if we sit and look at the situation of choices, it's almost like sitting there making my first column of saying, we're sitting down, we'll talk about the situation of looking at relationships and what they're all about. Basically, they're all about all kinds of stuff, which is determined by you. It's like the idea, a lady asked me the other day, what would the guy look like? And I said, that's up to you. It's like if you want to continue to walk in the dark, it's your choice. But there's just too many, when you follow your heart and you open up to that situation of what you're going through at that time, no matter what it is, relationships, careers, getting a job, whatever, how does it resonate with you? How does it resonate with you? Sit back and actually think about that. Don't get defensive with people when they look at the situation and go, have you made up your mind on what you do want and who you want? What kind of person, that kind of stuff, descriptions, a list, putting your journal and doing the whole bit, putting stuff together. Take a deep breath and think about it. Have I actually declared to the universe exactly what do I want? And within that relationship and the context of what's going to happen, have I also determined that too as well? And maybe the reason I'm not in a relationship right now is because I haven't done those things. So it's the idea of being honest with yourself and asking yourself just those questions. It's not the ideal to say, maybe we do. Maybe we all want to sit there and just work and work and work to the point of not answering questions, but actually sitting down and helping you with the work of actually focusing on those qualities, that description, that top 10 list that you have, and start focusing on exactly how can we make those things happen. Because it's very important, isn't it? I mean, relationships are very important in our lives. Wouldn't you agree? It does get kind of crazy. I'm sitting here expecting someone to give me an answer. So let's look at the situation, what we're looking at here. What are we looking at? I take a lot of this information that I collect from my client and just listen to what's actually been going on. And I kind of figure the situation out in my head and say, I'm sitting here listening to every word person says, of focusing on the solution and listening to my intuition and my psychics and my guides and my angels and God and everyone who comes along with me, ascended masters, your archangels, and open myself up to the answers. I want to hear the truth. I want to feel the truth. I want to see it. And all they say to me is, go within yourself. Focus on the heart area. Focus on the God essence. It's the essence of God who loves you. In the process of realizing that you love you, and you love yourself, and you realize at that moment you're worthy of being loved, and you open to receive. And all of a sudden, you know exactly what you want. And it's not a description of a person. It's not what they do for a living. It's not where they live. Those are not the things you want. What you want to be, what you want, realistically, is you want to be unconditionally loved, which will make you feel more comfortable of doing the same. So we're trying to be, you know, it's like we should get past the point of trying to be anything and just be. Can we all just live in the moment? Some of us try to make it sound like it's really impossible to do. The one question I heard was, you can't always follow your heart because we have certain things we have to deal with. But don't you think in the sense of the word of loving unconditionally and following our heart that we can actually get through those issues? Because we'll realize at that moment of unconditionally loving everyone and everything, there are no issues. There is nothing to deal with. It's just the idea of allowing it to be. Anyway. Well, everybody bear with me, because I'm about ready to write a big old letter to freaking Blog Talk Radio going, what the heck is wrong with your freaking site? I have people in my queue that I can't even click on because it won't allow me to. But when I clear it all out, and it's amazing when I clear the whole page out and go to, like, you know, Hotmail or Yahoo and all these other freaking sites out there, it's just a click and I'm in there. Ooh, click, delete the emails I don't want. Click, click, click. But with Blog Talk Radio, it's like taking a freaking hammer to the damn thing and getting really ticked off to the point where you realize it's not your computer. It's the ideal that they've done so many damn changes to the thing, and maybe it's just not working like it's supposed to. I don't know. I guess we should be focusing on the manifestation of saying this. Tonight is going to be one of the best shows I've ever had because I'm going to be able to go and click one time and connect to all my people out there who are trying to get a hold of me. We're going to sit and refresh this stupid thing one more time and see what happens. I didn't have problems last time I did the show. We had trouble, but at least we could get the people on. This thing here is getting ridiculous. I mean, I guess in some sense of the word, I really wouldn't get that mad about the whole thing if it was a free show. But it's not a free show. We just do free readings. I pay for this monthly, and I like to be able to use it. I don't think it's really fair to make someone pay a fee for something they cannot use. So we go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's getting really ridiculous. Let's see. Anyway, let's see, look at the situation. Trying to find. Some days it's just a matter of just getting really. Oh no. Anyway, I was trying to sit and do the whole freaking thing, trying to get past this, but for some reason it's just not letting me click on it. Bring anybody on. It was like this a couple weeks ago when we were sitting there trying to get everything to work like it was supposed to, and all of a sudden it just kicked in and started working like it was supposed to. And we should all sit here and go, okay, angels, could you please help me intervene right now and help me to clear this situation where everything works like it's supposed to and we can do a show like we want to and help everybody out there in the process of giving out the answers that can definitely make some positive changes in people's lives. Thank you. Sometimes I just want to look at the situation and ask myself, why would it even do this? I will admit one thing, I've actually gone to other places. I had to go to the library. And it worked. Fine. Well, interesting. It is kind of frustrating in situations like that because I have no idea how to even correct it. It just has a tendency to correct itself. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Let's see here. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to sit here and go over some things real quick. I was sitting here talking about, people, we always talk about working with Archangel Michael. A simple prayer to bring back increased energy and the idea of helping, getting more help and the idea of connecting with Archangel Michael. Here's a simple prayer for you. Archangel Michael, I ask you and your helpers to come to me now. Please cut away and release anything that is draining me. Help to lift my energy to its natural state of vitality now. Thank you. And then simply take a deep breath and let go. See what happens. There was one my favorite because people are always focusing on a lot of things. And this is a really good book because it's called Healing with the Angels. It's by Doreen Virtue. It's called Healing with the Angels. It says how the angels can assist you in every area of your life. And it's a really good book, too. I've actually had this copy probably over at least 6 or 7 times. And it's like there's prayers in here like, dearest angels, I have made mistakes in how I have treated my body. And I ask that all the effects of these mistakes be undone and forgotten in all directions of time by everyone involved. Like, let go, let go. That's another one that's really good for letting go. But I think this one section here is everybody's favorite because it's basically talking about two aspects of relationships, okay? You have the one where we're trying to call in the one, okay? And then we have the one, what I'm saying is, like, find your soulmate, you know? And then we have the other one about existing relationships we've had where we want them to come back, but not just come back. It's the idea of being in a better way, working with each other. For example, they have this one here, it's a prayer for finding a soulmate. Dear God, I ask you and the romance angels, I ask that you and the romance angels help me be in a wonderful love relationship with my soulmate. If you want to sit here and take this situation and change it to twin flame, that you can do that too. Definitely, she talks about, making these, basically having a format with these prayers that fit you, that you're comfortable with, that you feel like they work with you. This one here is, dearest God, I ask you and the romance angels, help me be in a wonderful, loving relationship with my soulmate. Please give me clear guidance to find my soulmate and help us to meet and enjoy one another, join one another without delay. I ask for your help in creating circumstances so that I may be in this wonderful soulmate relationship right away. Please help me heal and release any blocks in my mind, body, or emotions that would make me afraid of great love. Please help me hear and follow your divine guidance that leads me to find and enjoy this soulmate relationship. I know that my soulmate is searching for me with the same amount of fever with which I am searching for this person. We both ask that you bring us together and help us know and accept the blessings of great love. Thank you. So, one of those things where you sit there and focus on that. Resonate with me. How does it resonate with me? What we're saying there is when you say these prayers or you have a certain prayer of your own, how does it resonate with you? Which means how does it feel in your heart area? How does it feel in your body? What do you feel? What do you sense? And then you follow that. You trust that. It's amazing how these things can actually kick in like that. For example, like this one here, a prayer to heal an existing love relationship. But basically you say, dearest God, I ask you and the angels, I ask that you and the angels help me heal my love life. I am willing to release any unforgiveness I may be harboring toward myself and my partner. And I ask that the angels cleanse me of all anger and resentment now. Please help me, and I'm sorry, please help my partner and me see each other through the eyes of love. I ask that all the effects of our mistakes be undone in all directions of time. Please work with my partner so that we may have harmony, romance, friendship, respect, honesty, and great love for one another. Please renew our love. Thank you. And then you can put a twist on the end of it too, say we're, you know, bring us, reunite us, and bless us with a wonderful love, wonderful, loving, joyous relationship. Or you can put on a romance too. But it's actually a romance prayer, so it's one of those things that what you feel like you should do. You know, sometimes people get in the books and they kind of like think they have to go for just the way it's laid out, not realizing what you need to do in the situation is formatted to you. And you, this is just like a blueprint when you build a house. It's just something to work with to give you an idea. But usually when you sit there and focus on prayers and that kind of thing that you're working with, it's the ones that flow freely with you that should tell you right then and there that it's resonating with you very well because it flows out of your mouth in the process of speaking it into reality. And that's the whole thing. I mean, this book is a really good book. They got books and prayers in here, prayer for conceiving a baby, a prayer to heal parent-child relationships, childhood behaviors, prayer for attracting new friends, prayer for a family member, prayer to heal a family relationship, even prayer for a friendship that is ending so it can be smoothly done. So, you know, it's amazing what we can actually do in the process of unconditionally loving one and another. I think what we're going to do here. I'll try it one more time. And we're still enjoying some things here, so we'll just keep going with the situation. But I'm just saying some of the things are being said, take it and put it to use and see what happens. Because sometimes with situations, you'll find that it's incredible that how we put this. It's the idea of realizing that when information, people, situations, all kinds of good stuff that cross in your path, you're seeing those things. So you're seeing them. So they're resonating with you. It's like we're all saying we want to attract, and we also even ask for signs, not realizing they could be as simply as the things that fall in front of our faces. A black cat could mean the idea of a void. Emptiness, which could be resonating with us. See what I'm saying? So we have to keep our eyes open, our feelings, our nose. Sometimes it's a scent that can bring back memories as quick as anything, too. But it could also, in the process of that memory, it's also bringing to the surface something that we've seen before. So therefore, we know exactly what we need to do. Working with the angels, it simply is just sitting down and talking. We have the archangels, we have the ascended masters. We have them all. We've been talking too on the show about the angels within, but we were talking about archangels too. So let's go over some things here. I was sitting here going over some things. There's a book out there called Dorian Virtue's book called Archangels and Ascended Masters: A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Entities. This is interesting in itself, isn't it? Finding all kinds of solutions to help you. In the process of this book, it really covered a lot of things. I'm not realizing, like, in the process of looking in the glossary here, or looking in the
front of us.
And realizing that there are, let's see, Fifteen archangels. Interesting, huh? We have Archangel Ariel. We have Archangel Azrael. We have Archangel Shamel. I'm sorry, Shamuel. We have Archangel Gabriel. We have Archangel Hanel. We have Archangel Zeramel. We have Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Metatron. We have Archangel Michael. Archangel Riel. We have Archangel Raphael. We have Archangel Raziel. We have Archangel Samson, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Zachariel. So each one of these things has a different way, and this book really covers a lot of those things. We also have the first part we're looking at is Bandatia, who's an ascended master, Angus, Aphrodite, Apollo, Artemis, Ashtar, Athena, and so on, because it's Buddha. These are ascended masters. You know, sometimes people have a tendency to put these into contact, wanting to think that we're actually worshiping these people as gods, when it's just the idea of different formats. People go to churches and they listen to their pastor. But do they really consider their pastor a god, or just the idea of a person as a teacher? Which is really what that is. We're talking about this in a master. It's teachers. We have the book also covers the most people like out there, like the most is abundance. It also has working with these divinities to help you with your clairvoyance, clear communication with God, connecting with the fairies, courage, finding your life purpose, finding your soulmate, global peace, healing a child, healing a pet, healing for oneself. Protection and guidance of a child, resolving conflicts, weight loss, addictions, and craving. So it's a really cool book, so check it out. And the reason I was picking it up was just the idea of, in the process of this book, it was one of those things of looking for other things, too, to connect more with my angels. I saw the archangels, and it was like, it's a very good book, because it definitely describes them. Like Archangel Gabriel is actually a Christian and a Muslim angel. Archangel Gabriel is actually, Gabriel's name means God is my strength. Like Gabriel, who is female, is the famous angel who told Elizabeth and Mary of the impending birth of their sons, John the Baptist and Jesus the Nazareth. And that's interesting in itself, right? We got all kinds of stuff going on here. All right. A very interesting angel in itself. The Archangel Gabriel is also dictated to the spiritual text of Islam, the Korean, to Muhammad. I mean, as a result, Gabriel became known as the messenger angel. Gabriel's role continues in the world, helping both parents and human messengers. It's also about communication. And it seems like that's one thing we always talk about, with communication, too, as well. Because it seems like we do have that problem, where people are having a tough time relating and communicating with each other. And when we talk about communication, that's a very important thing with relationships, isn't it? Because it's very important that we actually get those across. I think that my favorite angel, archangel, is Archangel Shamuel. And Archangel Shamuel means, his name is he who sees God, or he who seeks God. Now, you sit here and look at the situation. Sometimes people look at these things and go, well, that's kind of a wild way to do it, because a lot of people have been told that Archangel Shamuel is also the angel of love. So they say, he who seeks God, but see, in the process of seeking God, you're also seeking unconditional love, which is actually connecting with oneself I'm realizing that when you love God, you love yourself. When you love yourself, you love God. You see how it goes? In the process of that situation, you can understand why this is an angel of it. This is the angel of unconditional love. Shemuel is usually on the list of the seven core archangels, and he's considered a powerful leader in the angelic anarchy. I'll clarify. Known as the powers are angels who oversee protection of the world from fearful and lower energies. They act like bouncers who turn away anyone who would attempt to overtake the world in a negative way. If you're fearful about world events, call upon Shemuel for comfort, protection, and intervention. Maybe I could actually find an angel in here to help me intervene in this radio show where we could actually get things done, huh? Everything would be coming up so clearly that it would not be a problem. And we could get everybody on the air and get those questions answered for you that you've called in so patiently to ask. Well, we have plenty of time to take care of a lot of things. Okay. Archangel Shemuel is very kind, loving, sweet. You'll know he's with you when you feel butterflies in your stomach and a pleasant tingling in your body. He says, allow me to escort you through life's travels and to make your journey smooth and successful. It's my greatest pleasure to bring in peacefulness to replace any energy of pain. If you want to sit there and work with this angel, just say, Archangel Shemuel, I seem to have lost an object or a situation, you know, like lost your temper or just lost yourself in the situation of a relationship. It's the idea of clearing everything out so there's no confusion, that you can focus on what direction you really need to go in. So they go Archangel Gabriel. I mean, giving his... Archangel Shemuel can help you with career, life purpose, lost items, finding, relationships, building and strengthening, soulmates, seeking out, world peace. Great, huh? I need some peace, too, right now. I need to get on here, and I need to sit there and start taking calls. So it's like one of the situations of focusing and meditating and saying, God and the angels, please, I'm asking for your help right now, so therefore I can answer. Click on these phone on these I don't know what you call them. To click on these people who have called in, so therefore they can actually get their answers to their questions, the answers that they're seeking right now. So let me get back on this website to log in, to get that switchboard back up, and to click on those people and bring them on this show right this minute. So be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Clear our minds, take a nice deep breath, and let it go. All righty. And like I said, I'm going to bring it up again before at the beginning of the show. We were talking about the ideal special tonight. If you give me a call and you listen to this and you're hearing this right now, you can get a 20-minute reading for $11.11. If you want to get a 40-minute reading, it's going to cost you $22.22. If you want to get an hour reading, it's going to cost you $33.33. It's like one of those things in this celebration of 11-11-11, which only happens once every 100 years. And in this one, it's like a millennium, right? So when you sit and look at the situation and the way things are falling into place and the way things are going on, there have been other ones where there have been 11-11-11. All right? So if you want to give a call in here, call me. if you're listening in the queue and you're listening in the, out there and you've been trying to get on here, give me a call. It's only going to cost you $11.11 for a 20-minute reading. It's only going to cost you for a 40-minute reading, $22.22. And for an hour reading, it's only going to cost you $33.33. And since we've been having so much problems and you're out there listening, we will extend that until next Friday. So just give me a call because we're going to do a show tomorrow night too as well. I'm going to tell you all about it. So what you need to do is pick that phone up and give me a call at 740-500-8863. Again, that number is 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, at psychicxjourneyman.com. And that is so weird. All right. This switchboard is doing some weird things. We were actually counting so they have 4 hours and 17 minutes and 26 seconds left in this show. And from my understanding, you can only do 2 to 3 hour shows. That's weird in itself right there. What's going on with that? And this is driving me crazy. Anyway, like I said, give us a call. 740-500-8863. And also, guys, if you're in the queue, we are working on this very, you know, I'm trying to get back and forth, going over, refreshing, doing some things. You know, last time I did the show, we had some problems, but you know, with the situation, for some reason, it cleared itself up and everything was good. Now, refresh one more time and see what we can do. I'm probably going to do it more than one time, just saying with the situation. But I'm just hoping everybody hears the situation, hear what, you know, how we put this. Like focusing on the situation and go, okay, we're putting information out in the air. And we're hoping you guys are all taking it in instead of looking at the situation any other way. It's just information is crossing your path. So take advantage of the information that you're hearing at the moment. And take that information, like we were saying the other day, take the information you get in readings and utilize it in your manifestation skills. You're trying to manifest something. If that's the case, you're trying to manifest something. The more facts, the more information you have, the more you can visualize it, the more it becomes a reality. And that's what we want to do. But we also want to stress to everybody that the one thing we all need to do is detach ourselves from everything because it's getting crazy. We think we have to attach ourselves to things in order for them to happen and not realizing it's the idea of letting go and letting them coming into reality is a flow. All right. I'm sure you guys can all appreciate that situation as well. You guys get an idea of what it's all about with the angels. The one thing I focus on a lot of is abundance. And there's one section here, like section 2, where it's hard. We're constantly going over things. I mean, the one thing I always want to really focus on is relationships and themselves and not realizing. I think a lot of people don't realize is we have relationships with everybody on some kind of level. They can all be classified as relationships. And how you relate to those relationships seems to have a lot of effect on when you meet that one person or even how you meet that one person and how that relationship unfolds. We need to really stress to ourselves the process of looking for someone who's going to love us unconditionally to make sure that we can also do the same. If we want to also, if we're a person who keeps saying, I want to find someone who's going to love me for who I am, you better be able to do it yourself. Because this, you know, these things, of all it takes is some time to sit down and look at these situations and asking yourself these questions and being honest with yourself. If you find yourself not being honest with yourself, And you should look at the situation of focusing on within a meditation, of reconnecting with yourself and asking yourself how you really feel about yourself. Because it could be the relationship that you're attracting is the relationship that you're having with yourself, which is manifesting in the outer world. And that's those things we looked at as saying that is a concern. Because we're looking for solutions. I think the biggest problem I have with a lot of people anymore in the process of doing readings is when we start suggesting chakra clearings, cleansings in themselves, fasting. These are just ways, these are techniques to clear anything that can be between you and what you're trying and to you, what you're trying to do. And if it's just the idea of careers, relationships, even the idea of having a happy family and look at the situation, while there might be dysfunction, you know, if you can sit here and look at the situation and trace those things down to the source, you can change the outcome, which is the idea of hereditary could stop right there in this generation. So it's not passed on to nobody else. It, you know, hereditary could be just that, not the idea of passing down physical ailments, just the idea of passing down the power of suggestion. We're suggesting to everybody we have hereditary diseases in our family. And that's how it gets passed on to the next one, because we've talked about this before in the process of working with ourselves and realizing that we, at one time in the beginning, we were perfect. What is the difference? There really isn't any difference. It's all perceptions as we work our way up to this point. Now things have changed. All we can see is the human side instead of the spiritual side. And so it's like reconnecting with ourselves. It's the ideal realizing that we're spiritual beings in a human body. So therefore, we are in the driver's seat. And it's the same thing getting back, like I said before, that, how we put this, like look at the situation of relationships. Is it really as easy as just no expectations, just love somebody unconditionally? We put a lot of expectations on ourselves, too. Maybe we should sit and do the same. Love ourselves unconditionally. Accept us for who we are. It makes it a whole lot easier to accept people out there for who they are. Well, we are getting somewhere here. I know we should be... Momentarily, we should be getting to the point where we can actually put people in the air. That's what it's all about. So let's check it out. Like I said, guys, check these books out. There's the two books by Dorian Virtue, Dealing with the Angels, and Archangels and the Seven Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Deities. And my favorite person, John Randolph Price. One of those things that we were talking about, that book I have called Angel Energy. It's a really good book as well. To look at everything. I think it's one of the situations. Have you all sat down lately and actually ask yourself, why do you have bad relationships? Why do you have bad relationships? And are you really having bad relationships? Or is it just, you know, a situation of learning? Learning not what not to do. Learning when I should speak my mind, when I should sit there and do the whole thing. This is the idea of communication. Okay? Communication is when you sit there, you are not afraid to tell people exactly how you feel at that moment. Bad or good? Oh, good. I see you all hanging out there. What's really irritating me right now is the idea of, I'm trying to focus here and sit there and go, okay, what is that? I had some angel cards too. I was sitting there the whole thing.
Let me look at this book I was talking about, John Randolph Price, Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. If we want to sort of focus on the energy right now, surround this computer with pink light of love, and therefore we can actually focus, like the idea of being able to click on these people right now and seeing a red microphone pull up, which means they are on the air. That's what we want to see. We're focusing on that manifestation right now. The point where that's what I want to see. I want to see this. Why I don't see it, that's a confusing thing too. Well, the Angel Energy book, the reason I brought it up because there was one in here I like to sit out there and just, yeah, seriously. There's two prayers in here that are really good. One's for prosperity and one's for relationship. If you sort of look at the situation, those are the two things that we're actually focusing on at this moment. And that's very important. Let me look it up here real quick. Where's there going the whole thing too, Matt? What's everyone going to see going? The one thing that people wonder about that we try to clarify in the idea of following the heart is to realize there is no separation between you and God. For that would mean that there is something other than I am. There is not. The sense of separation is from the head, which has been sleeping. The truth is from the heart, which is awake. And his throne of God self, the I Am. Surrender to the heart, the spirit, the truth, giving to the one reality that which you thought was personality. This surrender takes you into the stream of love, where your thought processes will be anchored. You will think from the heart, from feelings of love, and the head will awaken with spiritual illumination. Not only will you feel and think truth, you will also see it. You will look through spiritual eyes and see only that which is real. And that's very important, to see what is real. What is real? It's the idea of realizing that you manifested what's going on, but you can look past that, which is the process of sitting back and looking at the situation and saying, I want what I want, and this is not it. So there's been a misdirection of energy, so the manifestation didn't happen the way we wanted to. We can step back and change that by saying, today I send love to the world. I send love to this world. I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done, for I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I'm thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share, who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. Now, you said earlier the first part, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. If you consider and look at the situation on the I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality, realize you're loving yourself. I look within this magnificent self and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. Then you'll be able to sit there and look at the situation and say, I love all my neighbors on earth, I love myself. Or we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. You have to give it before you can get it, because it's like putting energy out to get it back. So you got to put it out there, I think. And it can drive you crazy, nothing at all. I don't know what the heck is going on. I really do not know what's going on with this freaking crazy. I guarantee you, I could click off this site right now and do anything on this computer. I cannot understand this right now. I really cannot. I could not understand it. So we're going to try it one more time. Maybe many more times until we get this freaking thing to work right. This is really getting on my nerves because I really want to do this. I love doing this show. I love answering questions. I love doing readings for people. It's great. I could just get this stupid switchboard to work. Yeah. See what I can do here. I was actually looking at some things and trying to figure out what's even going on. Because I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know what is going on. I have no freaking clue. I have no freaking clue. When you have a freaking computer that does everything you want to do until you get on Block Talk Radio, it's a baffling. And now it's taking forever to do what it's going to do. So, let's see here. I guess we just sit there and focus. We love our computer. We love everything that goes along with it. I'm just really frustrated because nothing is working like it's supposed to. It's kind of weird because we can click everything up to the point until we... What are we going to do here? All right. One click. Look at that. One click. One click. One click. One click. Let's get the Block Talk Radio. Let's do 1,000 clicks and still get it. I know we're all sitting here to be positive about the whole thing, and we're trying to be positive, but I've tried and tried and tried. I don't know what's going on. I have no clue. Everything pops up like it's supposed to. Everything's doing what it's supposed to until you get that freaking switchboard, and then nothing works. I would love for someone to give me a call on my phone right now and just, you know, volunteer their freaking computer the idea of doing a switchboard for me so we can actually click on these things and answer questions. That's what it's all about, isn't it? This is getting ridiculous. I have no idea what's going on. I'm not ready to sit there and go, We need a freaking computer, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, we're considering blaming the Block Talk Radio because they actually gave us a discount 1 month because they had so many problems. So we look at the situation going, merited. Consider and say, hey, what the heck is going on? Why do certain people have no problem getting on the freaking thing and other people do? There has to be a problem. So what can we do? Let's all clear it up and do what we got to do. Piece of garbage. Come on. Now we're having trouble logging in. Okay, everybody, hang on there. We're going to sit and do something one more time. I'm actually just to help with it. I have Skype on my computer to see what happens there. I just call in. Maybe we can get a different call-in number. Maybe it'll be different. All right. We could sit here and we could tap into some freaking damn music. We could actually play some music while we're trying to figure give you guys a little bit of entertainment on that whole thing. That's also part of the switchboard, too. And that didn't work either. It actually canceled out the whole person to the point where the microphone doesn't even... You can't even see the microphone. I know you're all sitting there going, well, this is kind of crazy. You know, idea of listening to someone talk about microphones and that kind of stuff, that kind of thing. Well, we're trying to get some information here out to you guys. Check out these books. Really do. This one here, I got two books here. One's called Angel Energy and one's called The Angels Within Us. It talks about the 22, the spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives, which is on the inner plane. It's very interesting to sit there and look at the situation of finding out that there are angels that represent the higher arcana in the tarot deck. It's really kind of some of the things that you can actually sit there and find a trace and trace information back to make things more understandable. The process of saying, okay, like for certain angels, why would it be an angel, an angel of abundance, or the angel of loving, unconditional love and freedom? And to find out that there's actually cards in the tarot deck, and the higher arcana actually represents those angels, or the angels represent those cards, and will give you an idea of the insights of those cards too. In some sense, we're like I might even make it easier for you to understand when you get a reading of why you got that card. I'm not mistaken, the angel of love, I think it's the angel of loving relationships. I think it's actually represented by the lover's card. But there's also a twist to realizing there's also Gemini in there too, which it talks about the twin. But on a deeper level, it's actually talking about how relationships work. The yin and the yang, how as a whole, they mean so much to each other. To realize that to have that kind of support and strength in a relationship is to have that kind of foundation of two people coming together that create that foundation. I'm not really hearing anything. In the process of guys that don't go in your manifestations, just focus. And then say to yourself, after you've already visualized it, say to yourself, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. You'll definitely probably see a difference in your manifestations right off the bat. You never know. I know I started noticing a difference because it seemed like I was opening the doors for everything to happen. Not just going through one avenue. And a lot of people are like that. I've also noticed that with readings, too. People think they have to have a job to get money. They don't realize that there are all kinds of ways of doing that whole thing and the ideal situation. I mean, we sit and thought about it for a minute and said, you know something? Let's go back to Jesus today and look at the situation. You know, realistically, everybody was self-employed. People did services. They did things like that. If you didn't do services, you worked in the palace, and more likely you were a slave. Is there any difference between now and then? Of course there is. The slaves, they have insurance, and they get paid. But if you sort of look at the situation, it's still basically slavery. From, you know, watch yourself as you bustle through life, how you've got to get that job, because you feel like if you don't get that job, your life ends. Things are never going to be this way and that way, and you don't realize you're caught up in the rat race. You're just caught up in everything. You're not following your heart anymore. You're definitely, you're letting the world lead you where it needs to go. How can we get this done? Since there's only three people in the queue, what I'm going to say to everybody out there, I cannot get this freaking stupid-ass thing to work. And it's really irritating me right now. You know, when something like this crazy crap stands between me and actually working with people, it's really irritating to the point where I'm just about ready to say to forget it. There has to be another avenue of working with people that doesn't give me problems like that. So maybe it's just the idea of finding another stupid computer. I don't know. But you're all welcome to call me on my freaking private line at no cost to you to answer your questions. Because you all are at, you know, I can just sense it right now. Well, we want to call in. We want to get some questions answered. And that's what we're going to do. We're just going to forget this crap. And even to the point of even cancel this stupid show right now, because it's the ideal. What's important here is to get through to you guys. We're here for you to answer your questions. And if Blog Talk Radio can't get that through their freaking ass heads, I don't know what. But they need to correct these situations. We're gonna sit here and do this for a little bit longer, but I'm just saying the process, the whole thing unfolding the way it is, the three people that are in the queue right now, or anybody else out there want to call tonight, you can call me and ask me a couple questions at no cost to you at all. Because realistically right now with the problem of even trying to do this and you know, clicking on certain things, I mean, watch this. I can sit here and go, this is what the episode's all about. It pops right up. If I want to sit there and see what promotions are, Twitter, Facebook, and all these things pop right up. And they're still popping up. So what is the idea? Why can I not connect with anybody? That's irritating. Okay, guys, listen up. Wait until I finish the show, and then you guys can call me, all right? But let's see here. Hello? Well, I think we're back on the air right now. Hey, welcome, guys. Sorry about that little space and time. Freaked me out. I don't know what happened there. I really don't. Let's see here. Nothing's happening. That is really freaking weird. I don't know why it keeps doing that. Or I should say it's not doing anything. I wonder if there's any kind of software we can actually download to actually make this better. I mean, I work on a random. Check it out, guys. I'm on a random. That's Psychic X Journeys, but they call me on there. I'm going to be on there later. So come join us. Check it out. We have a free chat where we can actually freely chat with each other. You can ask me questions about me. You can ask me one question. After that one question, then we take it to private. That's the way the site works. We cannot do free readings and free chat. We can just talk and answer one question for you. We have a tendency where you can come in there and we can do a demo for you for about 10 minutes where you get a chance to, we pick one person in the room where you can actually talk and answer, you know, we can answer any question you want to ask in 10 minutes. Then after that, it all has to be done in private, which when you go on the site, the best thing to do is become a member. That way you get a username. And we usually focus on people who have usernames because they're the most people in the room. They're members. And usually I tell people the reason we focus on the people who have those is because they have a username. In the process of focusing on the username and how you want to do it, it gives us more to focus on and to connect with you, which most of the time when you walk in my room anyway, there's already a connection that's already been happening. That's already been established. It's just the ideal of, I guess you would say, increasing that connection where you can get the answers to your questions a whole lot quicker, because we do it very quick. I actually did a reading one day where I actually answered 10 questions in 10 minutes. There was a lady who came in there, and I answered all of her questions in about 4 minutes. That was... But we did it. So everybody hang on. Let's see what we can do here. I'm going to click. Oh, that was just weird, huh? It's still not doing anything. Why will it not do anything? All right, guys. I want you to all to sit there. We're going to close the show right now. We're done. We're stopped. You know, like I told everybody before. Give me a call at 740-500-8863. Everybody's in the queue. We will answer your questions. So just call me on our private line, which is actually 740-500-8863. If you want to take advantage of the 11-11, 22-22-33-33, which means you can actually get a reading for 20 minutes for $11, I mean 11 cents. And then, on the situation, you can also get a 40-minute reading for $22.22. If you want to get an hour reading, that will only cost you $33.33. So give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website, which is www. No, it's not. It's just flat out psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that's psychicxjourneyman.com. And you can also call me through Skype if you like to. That's 740-601-9835. All kinds of avenues. Or if you want to contact me through Keen, that's keen.com. They call me Psychic X Journeyman on there, so it's easy to find me. Right now we're having a special where you can actually get a reading for $1.25 a minute. Right? So check that out. Also on a random, right now it's like $2.99 for a reading. But like I said before, we can answer questions in 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever intervals you want to use. All right? And so we're really sorry. I apologize for the whole thing. I don't know why this freaking thing's not working. We've never had this kind of problem before. I don't know if it's just so many people are on this site or whatever, what's going on, the clicking, that kind of thing. I do not know. But we do apologize. And like Mrs. Area Code 402 and 480, give me a call at my private line, which is 740-500-8863. I'll definitely answer your questions and give you a nice little small reading. Won't cost you a dime. All right? Everybody else out there listening who wants to get a reading with me, please contact me through my website at psychicxjourneyman.com or call me at 740-500-8863 and take advantage of the prices, because those prices will be good until the end of the week. Till next Friday. So give us a call in here and take advantage of those things. I guarantee you, you'll be one of the best readings you ever had. All right. And we're going to end the show right now. Sorry, guys. I mean, I wish I could get this thing to work. I don't know why it's not working. I mean, I could try refreshing it one more time, but it just seems like every time I do that, it takes you right back to the sign-in page. And we can probably make our way back to the... Everything works. Click, click, click. Gets us right back to the switchboard. It's not until we push those freaking things on the clipboard. They won't work. You know, I don't understand why. It's driving me freaking batty. This, you know, it's always worked. It should really be working now. But all I want everybody to understand out there with the situation of the relationships, just learn, do one thing, love yourself unconditionally. So therefore, when you meet that person, you can love them unconditionally as well. Accept them for who they are, and I guarantee they'll accept you for who you are. But that's the one thing you need to learn. A lot of us have a hard time with that. You cannot go into a situation, say you meet somebody. You cannot sit there and tell yourself, if this person would just change and see what it's for, you know, see what it's all about, see me for who I am, then we can have a great relationship. It's at that moment of telling yourself, why are you lying to yourself? The person is right. You know, the person that you're hoping it does this thing is presenting himself to you or her at that moment. That's who they are. And it's up for you. It's up to you to sit there and go, okay. If that's the case, then this person is not for me. To sit there and make excuses and say, okay, this guy's been through a lot of stuff, so he's having a hard time expressing himself. Well, see, we're all, if you made a decision to yourself and you said that you want to have a relationship, do you realize the excuses that you're making is keeping you from that relationship? You're hoping for something to happen here when it should have already happened in the first place in the process of meeting each other. And we've had situations where we meet people all the time. You know? And we sit there and look at it and say, okay, that was a great first date. Then in the process of the situation, there's not a second date. And then we sit there and hope for a second date. Not realizing that to see past the illusion is to see that what we're looking for is not in this person. Because if it was, in the process of declaring it to the universe, you would have got that, and you didn't get it. You see how it works? Now, we're not talking about relationships that we've already had. In the process of those situations, we're not together anymore. And, you know, those are different situations. They could all be, they could also unfold, you know, depending on, you know, some do, some don't. But it's the idea of looking at these individual relationships and what you're looking for. I'm saying, in the process of getting a relationship started, you have this stuff already. You know, you have a situation where a person makes excuses. And, you know, I've seen a lot of things with, right now, is with guys. You know, guys are sitting there going, they want you to hang on until they figure out what they want. Not realizing they should have already figured it out before they got there. And they didn't do that. But if you're going to sit there and keep enabling them to do that, and they're going to continue to do it. So we all need to sit and take a look at that situation very clearly and ask ourselves, why are we hanging on to that? And hoping it will be something that we know right at that moment it's not. You can get, I mean, it is one of those situations where you can get tired, okay? You can get really tired of the whole thing and you just want to lash onto somebody and try to mold it into what you want to. Now, there's different ways to approach that, too. Take the situation and look at it. Is this something you really want? Is this a person you really want? And start focusing on how to accomplish that instead of asking the questions. Answer the questions. Okay, why is this person acting like this? Well, once you sit here and focus and meditate on it and ask your angels, they can connect to his angels, guardian angel to guardian angel, and you can find out the solution. You might say, well, is that simple? It is. When you sit here and look at the person, you know their name. Well, sit there and say their name to yourself and ask yourself, how does it resonate with you? Do you feel it in your stomach? Do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it at all? More than likely, if you can't feel it at all, there's no connection, or he's not emotionally available. Either way, you've made a decision that you want to have a relationship, and you're not. So maybe it's just one of the simple things of asking yourself, I need to let go, okay? And I do feel, one thing I do tell you, when you follow your heart, you realize why you need to let go. This helps it to become a reality. Like, look at the situation and say, I'm the vehicle for the manifestation to come through, to manifest it in the real world, in my outer world. Okay? You see? So I guarantee if you sit and trace it back to the source and say, okay, I'm going to love unconditionally. I'm going to follow my heart. What do I really want to do? That's the point. Not what I'm willing to settle for. What do I want? What do I want to do? How do I want to proceed here? And to honor yourself. I've heard this before, too. And it's one of the things you get tired of hearing. I'm just trying to understand him so I know what he wants me to do. We don't want to do what they want me to do. Be yourself. In the process of being yourself, if it still doesn't happen, and the person still doesn't know what he wants, then if you're honest with yourself and realize at that moment that you do know what you want, maybe that's the reason the person came in your life, to help you to affirm exactly what you do want, because this person's not. Alrighty, guys? We're going to get out of here because for some reason I'm still having trouble with the thing and it won't freaking work. It's driving me freaking crazy. So therefore, I'm saying to you, the one lady who's in the queue, area code 402, call me on my private line. which is 740-500-8863. All right? I'll be glad to answer you. Tonight, since you're in the queue, I will answer your questions just for you at no cost at all, okay? And for everybody else that is listening who would like to get a reading with me, now it's $11.11 for a 20-minute reading. It's $22.22 for a half an hour reading. Actually, it's 40 minutes, sorry, guys, for a 40-minute reading, and $33.33 for a 60-minute reading. And also, guys, we're looking for, please donate to the show. Help us keep the show going. Help me to get home. And help us to get it's the idea. Send in those donations right now so we can actually make a difference in someone's life, because we're going to take that money and donate it to a nice charity. I think we should actually take it to an individual and taking and make a big difference in someone's life. So we're asking you to help us out with that whole thing, because we're going to contribute to this. We're going to contribute to this thing too as well. And what we're thinking about doing is we're going to take the money that we do accumulate in the process of donation, and we're going to give it to one family. So I think it'd be good for a lot of people who are still focusing on the economy being a bad thing, to help them to realize that miracles do happen, and they happen every day. So. Those are the things that we're looking for right now. So donate to the show. Donate. Keep us going. But we're trying to actually what we're trying to do right now, seriously, guys, is upgrade the equipment. Get away from the whole thing here of maybe it's just the computer itself is not formatted to Block Talk Radio. So we're going to sit there and take all the money we get. We're going to upgrade the equipment and get a more quality show, better mics, better headsets, better everything, so we can actually do the show we really want to do. That's what I want to do. Hello? So, I was going to say hello, so just help us out. And like I said before, we're out of here, we're leaving, but I want to leave you guys with one thing. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and let you take those blessings and you bless someone too. Every minute of their day. I think if we did that, if everybody did just that one thing, would the world be a totally different place? Love across the border. And it's one of those situations of realizing, give love where love is given. And you guys have a great night. I apologize to everybody out there because of the freaking trouble and the electronics. All right. And really, I've done a diagnostic on everything here. Everything is working perfectly. I have no idea why it's not working. So we can actually go on the website itself and actually utilize the switchboard. So tune with, and tomorrow night we're going to do something totally different. So join us tomorrow at 11:30. We're going to have another show where we're going to do nothing but readings and relationship counseling sessions, anything you want to ask and that kind of thing too. We're going to get some different equipment somehow, some way. We're going to take care of this whole situation. Make sure we don't have this time tomorrow, and we're going to be here tomorrow at 11:30. That's Eastern, and this is Psychic X Journey Man, and this is Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. So tune in, tell all your friends, and if there's anybody out there who wants to donate some time to actually be a co-host tomorrow and help me with that show, maybe you could actually do the switchboard in the process that I do the broadcasting here. Like a whole collaboration. Let me know. Give me a call at 740-500-8863. If you're a person who wants to advertise on my show, got some great rates, I guarantee you, you know, whatever you're being charged out there, call me. I can beat it. And just call me at 740-500-8863. If you want to be a sponsor, you want to sponsor this show, so we can actually get some really good, expensive equipment to actually really do some great shows, give me a call at 740-500-8863 and get your products promoted. HemiSync CDs, HemiSync out there, it's HemiSync.com. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. to give us a call, 740-500-8863. Thank you for all, thank you. I'm trying to get this thing out here. And thank you to all the people out there who've been listening to this show, who've been there every week, after week, after week. We appreciate every one of you. And love to sit down and do a session with each and every one of you guys to actually show you what it's all about and actually be able to be in that position to sit down and give you the answers. I could definitely make those changes you're looking for and also to find those people you're looking for in the process of telling you what looking and let it all come to you. That's why we have a bad thing about relationships. We want to go out there and we want to go look and look. The only thing that's happening, guys, realistically, is the ideal situation. It shouldn't cost any money to find the one. You just need to open up your heart and realize it's an attraction, not a hunting party. So on that note, we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Thank you all for being here, and you guys have a great night. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love what love is given. Good night.
Can't play the music. That sucks.